Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
If your buddy in the truck wasn't singing along, open the door and push him out right
now.
No. Because you should know that. It's a way to...
Take him out.
You know what? I really mean this. I got on Twitter or X. You know what is Twitter? I'm stopping with that. It's still Twitter. I got on there yesterday and just... spoon-fed all this angst and anxiety and anger and all this stuff. Not just from Arkansas, around the world.
Yep.
Just fed, and I'm like...
Negativity.
People are pissed.
Yeah.
We should promote the FOF. Is it FOF?
FOF.
What does that stand for again?
F-Off Friday.
Maybe we should promote that more. Maybe even get it on billboards. Or instead of writing your buddy's phone number for have a good time on the bathroom wall, maybe you put, are you mad?
Angry?
Upset? Call this number.
Mm-hmm.
And then... You know, the whole, even people from all kind of Western, Eastern religion, all kind of stuff, they're like, that primal scream, it gets it out a
little
bit.
Let it go.
Well, hey. Paige, you're going to get Disney on us now.
Oh, gosh.
But get it out, and you know what? You'll maybe hear it, you know, in the next few days when it plays on the FOF line, and you're like, God, look at me. That's kind of embarrassing. I was that mad.
You know, I feel like what we try to do on X gets buried because that's the depravity of humanity.
No question.
Okay, so
besides Kentucky fan, what's up?
He's cool on there. Do you X other people, or do you, what is it called when you send them a message? I don't remember because you used to tweet people. Do you X them?
I mean,
sounds nasty.
Look, X now is full of whatever current events going on. You'll see every angle of the video, or it's people abusing the Grok and then making, you know. A lot of people got in trouble for putting underage kids in skimpy clothing and like half naked. That's the latest like update they had to push out.
Well, give us a thought. Maybe that would have been in the initial drop. That would have been.
Yep.
You always assume you got to think of the lowest of the low and start with that.
Mm-hmm.
What's odd is like this stuff will be brought to Elon's attention, but it's not like I'll fix it. It's like he decides that, you know, if it's worth his time or not.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is spoon-fed. I mean, it absolutely is. Like, you'll get the, you know, you, whatever it's called on there, and you might be interested, and then the actual people you follow, they give you the you might be interested for, and it's stuff that I'm never interested in.
No.
Stuff that they just want to get you all, they want you to get scroll finger mania where you're like, oh, I didn't care about this a minute ago, but now I'm so
mad.
I'm
peeved.
I'm mad. And there's nothing wrong with seeing something and getting mad about it, finding out. But then when it controls your day and you, the nice moments you have are now replaced of getting pissed off about something that doesn't involve you in any way, you are misusing your own life.
There's a word for that. It's a hot buzz term.
Dickheads.
Rage bait.
Rage bait, yes.
And the other one is doom scroll.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Doom scroll.
I'm doom scrolling.
Yeah. I mean, dude... And they finally figured that out, remember? Because used to, if you wanted to go to the second page on a lot of these apps, you would physically have to hit next page. And now it just keeps, like eBay, just keeps going. It doesn't have to go to a second. They're like, because you'll say, well, I'll get to the bottom of this page and I'll stop. It never ends.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Quick question for the room. Is somebody partaking in chili in a cup?
Perhaps.
Oh, my God. Does that not wreck you? I feel like that would
I don't know how you eat such strong food so early in the morning.
Because it's not that early.
Bro.
8:11?
I've been up for 4 hours.
But that's brave to do chili in a cup in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
If I came in here and downed some Bunker Hill, you better be on alert.
I need some protein. That's what I need.
You're supposed to have within the first hour of being awake.
Well, I didn't do that because I wasn't hungry.
Why are you whispering?
She said that, like, she'll go home, like, and not eat. A lot.
Because I'm tired. I don't feel like cooking.
That's why, because you ain't eating. You got to keep your body fueled.
Okay.
It's Friday night.
I hate that, too. Look, I know what the stuff I do. I know it.
I just didn't feel
like
it.
Play a replay for me for like 5 years ago. I'm like, let's go to Chick-fil-A again.
You cook it, and you got to clean up your kitchen, and I didn't want to be up till 11 cooking. And
right.
Eating, you know.
I get that.
I just went to bed.
Yeah. Now, the FOF line.
Yeah, let's...
We should get one in at least.
Well, we make it a general rule to get the heat out of the way first.
Oh, boy.
So let's go ahead and do that now.
This is the first one of the year, which means it's the first one in plumb near a month. So this could have been... I'm thinking back, like, what did I say back in December? Because this year I've been great.
But if you had to guess what it was, like, you could guess what it is. The first angry call of the year. This is our first week back.
Oh, of course. Off too long.
I'm about sick to death of your f***ing bullshit. Motherf***er's got the easiest job in the motherf***ing world. I mean, it's so f***ing simple. All you gotta do is come in, sit down, run your f***ing mouth for about 4.5 hours, and then go the f*** home. But what do? I come in on Monday, I turn on the f***ing radio, it's a damn rerun. Are you f***ing shitting me? You got a whole nother motherfucking week before f***ing Christmas, but no, we got to be off today. Well, f*** that bullshit. About sick of it. Mark Hendricks, you. Let them have a damn show as 4 hours. Then maybe they'll come to f***ing work instead of having to f***ing lay on the couch like a bunch of lazy motherfuckers.
God.
I wish I laid on a couch.
I know. I laid in a recliner. And also... You know, I feel you on that one thing. We asked for Christmas Eve only off. Mm-hmm. That's it. But Mark's like, no.
I wouldn't do it.
We don't want to see you here.
Plus, we do 5 hours, buddy.
We're a publicly traded company.
We do.
We can't do you like that. You have to take this almost entire month off.
You get 5 hours of the Rise Guys, Monday through Friday. Whole thing called Rewind at 5 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 5 times 5, 25.
So how about that,
buddy? That's
more
than 1 hour in a day. So
wow.
Ain't like them eggs. You don't even know what kind of eggs them is, but you can suck them.
Yeah.
How about
you
that?
You suck eggs.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
And you know what, sir? This is for you, too.
I have a massive penis. It's just no man ever.
Well, let's do the opposite. We had a guy who we just heard says we take too much time off. How about a guy?
Somebody wants to.
How about somebody just a little more appreciative?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say you came back too soon.
Yeah, normally
go,
this
go away. We hate you.
Normally this wouldn't qualify, but you know, after that guy, I feel like we got to.
It's much needed.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm just doing my favorite thing right now, taking a listening to my favorite radio station. I listen to all the old while y'all were on vacation. And it was okay. But it's real good to have you back this week. Happy New Year, motherfucker.
How sweet.
That's kind of nice. Thank you.
That you would think of us when you're dropping the number two.
Do you not remember our first ever merch was Rise Guys toilet paper?
Oh,
so
gosh.
It kind of, we planted the seeds there.
Do you know I still have a roll of that?
You know what? Funny thing you said that.
I found it in a box.
As we were cleaning out my mom's home, found a roll still in the plastic wrap of Rise Guys toilet paper.
Did you tear half of it off and keep the other half?
No. I used that half.
He forgot he had it. And then, damn, I'm out of toilet paper.
I made it my own.
No, I'm not.
Made it look like the... Yeah.
Dude, what happened to the merch? We had planet thongs and caps and all kind of stuff. The website had a merch spot.
Well, I always had a feeling about that, but that was just my feeling on that. I mean, my feeling on that was that we should be giving those away instead of selling them.
Look at that, man of the people.
But at the same time, why doesn't just Ralph Lauren give away the little polo shirts to everybody then? They might buy the pants. Well, that they realized early on. It's like with records. Records used to be free, so you go to the concerts, and you're like, these bastards offered to pay for these things.
Plus, I like the fact that we give away, you know, shirts with random sayings on them.
Yeah.
Just kind of spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, people might look at it like, you know, can't figure out what the hell they're talking about. But, you know, it's a good little twist.
Yeah, we like it.
I love when they ask me what that means, what it means.
We're like, hell if I know.
I'm like, man, I don't know.
I'm like, dude, look, be glad you got a shirt. We used to give away high fives on a prize wheel. So, those days are gone.
I'm not saying, okay, I'm taking way too much credit for stuff today, but like, that's another thing I raised hell about. I was like, you're going to make people stand there and play a game, and then they don't even get a say. And remember, you couldn't play but one time.
Yeah.
And one of the prizes was a high five from one of us. How gay.
No, who wants
that? Just whatever.
Excuse me?
We maybe have made COVID worse, sitting there touching everybody's hands.
I never did.
Why
that
is this
the golf
on
carts
here?
At Ocean Lakes.
Let's do one more here. That'd be three. People won't be as mad next time we do it. Here's a guy who hates his coworker so much. He had to get away from work just to call us.
Oh, no.
That's what I imagine is going on here.
Let me give out the phone number for the first time. 864-241-4318.
Holy shit. I have worked with some dumbasses in my day, but boy, you are by far the worst. I'd rather shit in my hand and clap than ever work beside you. I'm going to find your daddy and punch him in the d*** for even coming up with you. Got me so damn bald. You're so f***ing stupid. Damn it.
For even coming
I
up with
I love that. I've never heard. I would like to find your dad and punch him in the blank for coming up with you as an idea. How wonderful. That's solid. Right?
You know what? I bet they're cool now because he got his aggression out and they just went back to work and patched it up.
I know. And for the text that says, and I know what you're referring to. I was not referring to any particular thing about getting upset about, you know, in other words, I wasn't saying, call the FOF line because you're mad about a woman who gets shot.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's just, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying some of them are, you know, but then again, maybe that is a way because you're like, okay, that hurts a lot, and I need to say something. I need to get it out, and then kind of relieve yourself proverbially of that negativity.
Yeah, the old, like, you know, psychology trick.
Yeah.
Write it down, throw it away.
Reverse.
But always call, and then just do the, you know, the audio equivalent.
Yeah.
Say it, and then hang up.
Yeah. I mean, there really is something to that. Okay, when we come back, there's going to be more of this hilarity.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not the new year without wishing for someone's impending demise, right? Mm. So I got one of those coming up.
Oh, boy.
Is it a famous person?
No.
Oh.
Somebody trying to cut somebody off in traffic. So.
Oh, wow.
Guess what happens. Gosh.
You know, I used to do that, not cut people off in traffic, but wish their demise.
Yep.
And I changed it.
That's not nice.
I now say I would like them to have a wreck but not get injured. Because they need to feel some kind of, whether it be financial pain or something, or they get a speeding ticket where they're injured.
I don't wish that on anyone.
Yeah, they're not going to learn otherwise. I don't wish them to get hurt anymore. I used to wish that their cars would blow up.
No.
I wish them to get hit by a bus but not kill them, so they got to go to callrob.com and then win some money.
Right. And then they get some money, Rob gets some money, and then Rob buys more commercials. And look, everyone's happy. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Sorry, I really thought that was Maya Angelou. Sorry. I really did.
Rest in peace. She's no longer.
I was like, wow, they have a, you know, this lady was coming through the hall here, and I was like, oh my God, that's Maya Angelou. She must be on. And then the fat boy's like, no, I think she's passed. And it was not, unless that was a ghost.
We don't have anybody like that anymore.
Paige, are you writing a ghost book about Maya Angelou? Because if you are, that's going to be...
No.
Okay, thank God. That would be...
I don't know if she's done anything nefarious, so I wouldn't write about her.
Right. Well, she wrote enough herself, so... I mean, she...
Well, she seemed like a very, very nice lady.
Yes. Yes, she did. She, her hair looked like that. Remember the movie that Samuel L. Jackson played a guy whose bones were made of glass?
Yep.
It's called Shattered. Remember the way his hair looked? Was that Maya Angelou look he had in that?
Yeah. I think it was actually called Glass, right? Or one of them was.
Yes. I was being hung in heck.
Now, what if you're writing a ghost book and you hear Still I Rise in the voice of a ghost?
Uh-huh.
It's Maya Angelou. You better write about her.
We could have misheard her. Are you writing a book about the band Ghost?
That's what it was.
Maybe. I'm
they
go
did
see
not
them
like performing in the rain. They were pussies because they thought they were going to be electrocuted because of their sound system.
They should have sang No Rain, not Blind Melon.
That's a great song.
You're a great song.
Well, I don't like rain this weekend. That's horse crap.
I know.
Next weekend, too.
You hear that, Luke Bryan? Rain is not a good thing.
Making me sad.
Here's I talked about this before we went to what do you call that?
Vacation for a month?
No, a B word where you play commercials.
Break.
Break. There you go. This is our first I Wish You Dead. I Wish You Were Dead.
Oh,
I Hope
no.
You Die of 2026.
Oh, hallelujah.
People angry already.
864-241-4318.
Good morning this January. Thank you for the dumb motherfucker that tried to turn left off the red light in front of me, crashed his ass into a f***ing tree, just trying to not be late for your flight. F*** your mother. Hope your plane crashes.
God.
Have a good day.
Oh, no. He's telling him to violate his own mother.
No.
And then go get on a plane, which he knows is going to crash.
I don't send negativity like that out in the universe.
Well, you do it with your eyes and hair sometimes. I'll be honest. Really do.
That if you look, I'm good at.
See that?
You know what? You know,
side eye. She's good at that.
I love how Paige tells stories because she's always getting over in the story. So it could be anything. Like, I was at Lowe's and I told so-and-so, you're going to carry that damn wood to my car or it's going to go upside your head.
I've never said that.
But like, that's like the structure of the story. Like, she's always like going to harm somebody for pissing her off.
But then when the person got outside, they're like, thank you so much for getting me outside because I really needed a cigarette.
Yeah, like she wouldn't do that to their face. No. But when she tells, like, I bought some Girl Scout cookies and I told her, you little bitch, if you don't give me a discount, they're going to go upside your head with these Thin Mints.
Thin Mints.
Never.
God, you know what? You remember they had like some bad press last year where somebody like said, oh, the nutritional value is so poor in these things. I haven't seen them being, I don't know seasonally when those are sold anymore.
Oh, right about now or close to it.
Okay, I haven't seen
this time of year.
And I'm not asking
either. So if you're selling them, I'm not, I can't do it. I'm post-diabetic. So
you don't want it to come back.
I don't want it to come back.
Because you did beat it.
I beat it.
You can always just give them money and say, no, you keep the cookies. I've done that before.
I can't turn those down, those caramel delights.
But nevertheless, though, I don't see that anymore. So I was just wondering if it had something to do with it.
It says here, how did the Cub Scout become a Boy Scout?
How did the Cub Scout
become a Boy Scout?
Does this involve the first level of Boy Scouts?
No.
Okay. We blow.
That's what it was.
Hey, no, he ate a brownie.
Even better. We both were on that Wee Blow tip, though. What are they called in the Girl Scouts, the little ones?
I don't know. I never was a Girl Scout.
No. They're called brownies.
Yeah.
That's the... Oh, I thought that was middle level before Scout.
No, the brownies.
So what is middle level before Boy Scout?
When you start out, you got Cub Scouts, you go to Wolf.
What's Wee Blow?
You get two Wee Blows. That's before you go to Boy Scout. First and second year of Wee Blows. After Bear. Wolf, Bear, 2 years of Wee Blows. Then Boy Scouts.
Sounds like Japanese moons over here.
Did you not get the Order of the Arrow?
Do you not know these things?
Show me your totem chip right now.
No, I quit because I was chauvinist. It was a female cub leader. I don't know. It was weird.
What, they don't know how to hike or tie
a knot? I didn't say that. I'd have been close to the time I was, taken advantage of at church by that lady. So maybe that's what it was.
Our pack leader was a lady.
My mom was a den leader.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know,
and I was cool with it.
And then she was done with kid activities and I never did it.
Well, good. Pack 33, shout out. Den 6.
Yeah.
Paige probably don't exist child trafficking, though.
No, I'm not.
Troop 50.
You were not at all.
No. Yeah. I want to stop it. Remember that night?
Well, only you can stop child trafficking, Paige.
Everybody can.
Don't you remember that?
Give me your car keys.
Smokey the Pimp.
Give me your car keys and open the trunk. Let me let these kids out.
No, please.
Well, this guy, he works at a dealership, and he's tired of answering questions about your tires.
Oh, boy.
So if you don't know how to air up your own tires, you stay the hell out of this guy's dealership. How about that?
Gah. I'm wondering if we know this person.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
This is P1 Dono, and I'd like to tell all these fat, lazy heads that come in to a car dealership and complain, whine, and bitch and moan about their TPM sensor lights going off when all they need to do is buy a $5 tire gauge and read their tire pressure every once in a while. For sake, when the weather's cold, the tire pressure is going to fluctuate by a few pounds. When it warms up, the tire light will go off. And all these fat, lazy, dumb motherfuckers don't do that. And they come in crying and bitching, oh, my tire pressure sensor light's going off. Please help me. What do I do? You fucking idiot. Check your air pressure every once in a while. If you don't know how to do that, you shouldn't be on the fucking roads.
Disagree. No, I don't. I see, that's where, like, there are experts and there are people. You know, granted, that's not something you have to be an expert about. But, I mean, if everybody knew how to do everything, the guy wouldn't have a job. I mean, it's just the way it is.
But this is like basic maintenance of, like, low level.
Do you know how to change headlights in a car?
Yeah.
Okay, I bought one. I need you to do that.
You got the housing or the bulb? It's easier with the bulb. Yeah.
Bulb, yeah.
But you know,
I was like, I try to take it off, I might crack it. I want to just let me find an expert. And what do you know? Look over there. There he is.
You have to go in through the hood and do it that way, most likely.
Oh, probably.
Mine's pierced.
Lovely.
Let's take a break so you can show me that and I can verify. Oh,
I call it a hood ornament.
I'm going to leave.
All right. 864.
You can't hide.
Damn it. I'll finish later.
P1 Pride. Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ow!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yes. And this is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Now, this is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now, I want to point out that I made it all the way to First Class Scout, and nobody thanked me for my service.
Thank you for your service.
Arizona. Thank you.
You can tie a knot.
Finally.
I can jerk one in your tail.
Oh, I can't tie a knot. Not like that.
I can't tie a tie.
And I can't even put a hose back. I used to drive my husband crazy because I would just kind of wrap it really...
Balls
really
is out in the yard. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to end up driving over it and breaking it.
Yeah.
I could tie a knot. It's called a balloon knot.
I don't know. I guess they teach you a cords class when you're a fireman, how to wrap cords correctly.
Oh, I'm sure.
I never learned that. And it was just like the cords in the house.
That's right after you learn chili cooking 101.
Well, I did that. Poker playing.
Poker playing. We're going to have a drill. It's called Who Can Get Out of This Recliner Quick Enough to Stir the Chili.
We got a guy here to speak with you guys today. Welcome in, Phil Helmuth. Phil, come on in here.
I tell you what, firemen, you get the worst of it. Because I was at a place last week where this older lady had passed out. And they don't call the paramedics, they call the fire department.
Well, they're
the
first to get there.
Yeah, but because they were called first, right?
They called 911.
So why would they call the fire department?
Because they have paramedics sometimes on staff.
I think they always have to have at least one. I think.
Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't they just call a paramedic?
I think when the 911 gets called, I think in all whatever goes out, because like when my mom had a situation at her house, the police or the fire department got there before.
I wanted to say, hey, this bitch ain't on fire. Why are y'all here?
Well, I mean,
save your life.
And you know what? Another thing, and I won't be like too personal or impersonal with this, but like someone within the last year or so decided to take their life.
Oh.
And the way they did it, it was, I'm not being cruel or crass. I'm being very like passionate or sympathetic for this, but did so in a way that was very messy. Mm. And that's who was called. Come
really?
Yes, in Spartanburg County.
I didn't realize they were the first line of defense on all this stuff.
See, so I don't know that they say, hey, let's call the fire department, come clean this up. But that's who did it, and
I don't know why you
essentially ended up washing 8 or 9 cars.
Jesus, I want to know now why you paramedics are getting slack on us. Tell me that. Oh, I'm driving the ambulance around.
I got a good question, but it's not for air. It will be for air eventually, but I have a great question. A good question. Remind me in like 4 or 5 months to ask a question.
Okay.
There's usually an engineer that drives.
Paige is the ultimate first responder. Like, I've just offended her 3 times already.
I'm not. I'm just telling you that there are specific jobs that they do on the truck.
The dudes ever like pass out around you just trying to get mouth to mouth?
No.
Oh, I was talking to him.
Took you too long to answer, though. How about a look, when you go to the grocery store, you don't really know what you're doing, so you try to take shortcuts. So if you have, now I kind of know the answer to this, but if you have too many items, you try to go down the express lane.
You're a cheater.
Yeah, well, this guy's got some protocol for you. This is what you do.
Come on now, people. Have some damn sense at the grocery store. Like, when I say I can get the next in line on my register, that means the next in line, not the next motherfucker to walk up. Next in line. I got to keep going, guys. Don't take 3 minutes, 4 minutes, literally 3-4 minutes at the standing at the cash register is a long time. Don't take that long to pay me. Like, get it going, okay? And don't ask me about every single price in the store. I don't know, okay? Just have some sense and some courtesy, please. Thank you.
All but one to answer that question.
Did he say thank you at the end?
No. I was told legally they cannot tell you.
Yeah.
They can't refuse you in the express lane if you have more than like 10 items. Right. If that's what the sign says, like you can have more than 10. I think still take.
Have they ever made the verdict on your kids have to be with you to spark a part in that one? Like I have a kid, but she's not always with me.
You know what?
The sign says
you can't get a parking ticket. Can you?
Ingles don't get parking tickets.
They don't, and they're cool about that rule too.
Well, they've reduced it down to just 2 available spots. It used to be 4, but I think what does it specifically? Now I know what it means, but I'm just kind of bending the rules.
This is a question for CallRob.com for sure.
Hey, right? No, waste his time with that.
Because I feel like if anybody
I
can get
by
you
his
out
building
of it.
Yesterday, I sent that picture. Did you see it?
Did you cut
is
his ribbon?
Nice?
No, I cut
he
his
cut
ribbon.
Cut his ribbon.
He's a happily married man.
This is this guy, the woman he works with, probably needs to be fired, like right now. I think we might all agree with this dude.
It's just this.
Not
the crescendo.
Okay. No, that's coming up.
Another one.
Oh, Lord.
A different work situation.
864. You want to interrupt me on this one? 864-241-4318.
I listen to y'all all the time. Guys, guys, love y'all. Fat Boy, Matt Man, Paige, love y'all.
Thank you.
But listen, man, I got this at my job, bro. She every time I'm listening to y'all, she changes the damn radio. She just, and I'm like, I change it right back. 5 minutes later, she changes it again. And I'm like, are you shitting me? Like, damn, like, let me hear my stuff, man. Let me hear my radio station. Not to mention the fact that this is the same who has made comments about the music I listen to. Listen, I've been listening to heavy metal, hard rock for all my life. I'll be listening to it till I'm dead in the damn grave. Mm. nobody ain't gonna f-ing tell me what I can't and cannot listen to. She acts so perfect. She doesn't do anything bad or anything. So it is what it is. But I think it's bullshit. I'm not gonna apologize for what the hell I listen to or who I listen to, and that's that.
Look at that.
I would like to make a visit to your workplace one day and say hello.
I want to know who's turning the station.
And what is she turning it to?
That's the other thing.
If that's like local, like yeah. I hear that more, and we all hear it all the time. There's people say, oh, there's you guys are, you know, and no offense to and. But it's always us or. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard people. Well, I'm a Christian. I listen to Christian music, and I said, God.
You know, I will say it would be odd.
That's my feelings because I'm not unchristian.
I know you're Pentecostal.
I'm Protestant. Christian. I'm Episcopalian.
Yes. Episcopalian.
Yeah, you put the piss in Episcopalian.
I call you piss for short.
I think that's already taken.
Joe Episcopo.
Here's an issue a lot of people don't deal with as much anymore, but I think it's one of the customs that people have forgotten, or they just don't care. That's kind of what this call is going to be about. An old Southern tradition. Yeah.
Aww.
Well, some of them probably are good that they're maybe gone.
This one, ignored.
Ignored. Oh, yeah. Oh, white after Labor Day?
Nope.
All right. I'm out of guesses.
My grandmother just passed away, and then my great uncle passed away. And I have to say, I have never, as a Southern woman, seen so much damn disrespect for a funeral line driving to the damn cemetery. Amen. And we got people cutting us off. We got people cutting in line in between the family car and the hearse because they need to rush to get somewhere. They can't take a damn minute to show a little damn respect. Here we are crying and upset. We lost close family members right here at Christmas time. So how about this, people? Everybody, calm the f*** down. Learn some respect. Stop being so damn selfish.
Amen to that. I see
God bless you.
So much.
Racker.
I mean, it used to be, and now that was when the Greenville area was much smaller and the population was low, but I don't care.
You were much fatter.
Yeah, I was much fatter. I was taking it more. But like, you know, if Greenville growing causes, because why did it grow? Because people came here and they're like, oh my God, you guys are so nice and the cost of living is great and you have that nice bridge.
Okay, and, I agree with one.
And all this stuff. But then when the sprawl comes in everybody's way. And that communal kind of way is gone. And part of that is the reason. I see it the same thing for ambulances. Yeah. Of people not getting out of the way for them. I if it's a 3-lane road, I still will get over.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Pull over for any first responder, please.
Because you don't know where they're going, who they're trying to save.
Yeah.
Or them themselves may need to go to the bathroom real bad. I'd turn on the lights if I could. You telling me if you didn't
have a siren
on your car and you had to get to the bathroom, you wouldn't.
I'm going
to
add one.
You get it once a month. You can use it for emergency purposes only.
Amazon's probably got them right here. Temu.
There's been.
Temu. Yeah,
you don't want to pee your pants in the car.
I'll pee your pants, not mine. Here's the ultimate. The coup de grace, as the Spanish would say.
The coup de grace.
This woman needs a new job. I got a good feeling she don't have one anymore.
You are sure that it's a woman, and I'm not being gender, whatever it would be with that. I really thought it was Andy Milonakis for a moment.
I'm going to assume it's a woman. I'm not allowed to ask, and I don't know what they would say. So.
Okay, they. All right, FOF, 864-241-4318.
You know, I'm so sick of this I asked up for specific days for Christmas, and what does he give me? Those days of work. You know, he doesn't do anything. I don't even know why he wears a vest, because all he does is stay in the office. His head's so far past that you have no idea which end is which. Well, you know what, I have a family. You don't have a family because your bitch of a girlfriend cheated on you with your mother brother. You know, I wish you would just choke on all that McDonald's that you eat every mother morning, because I'm so sick
of your f***ing hobbit ass with your little f***ing fingers as you tuck him into your little vest there, and it makes me sick. I seriously want to choke you. I really want to just put my hands around your f***ing throat and just, like, knock the s*** out of you. But you know what? It doesn't matter because nobody can do anything to you. It pisses me off. I just want to f***ing choke you. You f***ing mother f***ing hobbit. That's what you are. You're a hobbit. And everyone might make fun of you behind your back. Nobody has a f***ing nerve to say s*** to you. F*** you, mother f***er. F***ing hobbit, little mother f***er. I can't even say where he's at, but everybody knows this, can hear this, and they know who the f*** I'm talking about if they hear it. I'm going to say, I f***ing quit, you f***ing hobbit, you f***ing bald-ass chief, you mother f***er.
God almighty.
So we're looking for a midget in a vest.
Bald midget in a vest.
If you're down an employee and you got hobbit feet and hobbit hands, God, so guess what?
And if your brother cheated on...
oh, my God.
Cheated with your wife or girlfriend, then it could be you that little Andy was talking about there. Or who, Mandy,
whoever he was. She was.
I don't know. Not the manager from the other call a couple years ago where he was a young guy who video gamed a lot and took big dumps in the office. Gross. When he worked there with only just two other women.
Oh, I remember. Oh, yeah. Man.
She didn't flush or he just stunk?
No, she said that he would leave, I think she said, floaters in the toilet.
Gross.
And he worked there with just her and the other girl.
That's nasty.
And they didn't have men and women. They just had one restroom, yeah.
Well, let's be honest. She was probably doing it and blaming it on him.
Like Paige does her dog.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.